Title: Modulate Old School DNB Jungle ARP for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build that Smoky Warehouse Jungle ARP engine in Ableton Live 12. Advanced Mode, Sampling Mindset. The goal here is movement, grit, and depth that sits inside a rolling 174 BPM drum context without trampling the break and bass. Before we even touch devices, set the scene like it's a real record. Tempo around 170 to 176, I'm thinking 174. Get a drum foundation running, ideally a break loop, a man or think style, or a modern chopped break layer, and have a simple sub or bass roll in place. We're doing sound design in a 16-bar loop, because jungle isn't just a cool sound, it's how it evolves over phrases. Now, quick coach question. What is this ARP doing in your mix? Pick one role. Option 1. It's a mid-hook. A recognizable riff answering the break. Option 2. It's a mid-texture, more ghosted, rhythmic shimmer behind everything. Option 3. It's transition FX, mostly prints, throws, and space. Make that decision now, because it determines how aggressive you filter, how wide you go, and how much dynamics you need. If you skip this, you'll over-design and it'll fight the track. Step 1. Choose and prep your ARP sample, and commit early. You can start with a real audio sample from an old rave pack, a stabby ARP, Hooverish riff, sampled synth run, anything with that early jungle DNA, or you can generate it with MIDI, but print it to audio immediately, so it behaves like Crate Dog material. Here's the print it workflow. Make a MIDI track, throw on a stock synth like Waveatable or Analog, and write a simple ARP in a minor or D minor. Keep it dark, nothing too jazzy yet. Then create a new audio track called ARP Resample. Set audio from to that synth track, post FX, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars. Then commit to audio and stop thinking like a synth programmer. From now on, we treat it like a sample. Step 2. Warp like a junglist. Groove first, fidelity second. Open the clip. Turn warp on. For warp mode, here's a practical rule. If the ARP is harmonically rich, lots of notes, chord content, use Complex Pro for that sample feel. If you want smoky drift, slightly granular fog, switch to texture. Set the segment BPM right, or just pull warp markers so it locks to the grid. Now the microgroove move that makes this feel like a room, not a DAW. Send that clip to the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 62, or anything SP-ish. Set timing somewhere around 35 to 60% and add a tiny random, like 3 to 8%. Keep velocity at 0 for now. We'll shape dynamics later with processing and gating. Important warping coach note, treat the first transient as sacred, especially if you're going to slice. Don't drag the very first hit around and wonder why everything feels mushy. If you need groove, nudge later markers or rely on groove rather than warping the life out of it. Step 3. Slice it so it gets rude, but still recognizable. Right-click the clip. Slice to new MIDI track. Use transients if it has clear hits, or 1/16 if it's super steady. Simple slicing preset is fine. We're going to build the vibe with processing. Now program a one-bar pattern that rolls but doesn't babble. Trigger the main slice on the strong spots. 1, 1.5-ish, 2, 2.5-ish basically that answers the break cadence. Then sprinkle one late slice near the end of the bar, like 4.4, to pull you into the next bar. Keep note lengths short. Staccato. Jungle urgency comes from tight envelopes and intentional gaps. And here's a big negative space tip. Jungle feels fast when the gaps are intentional, not when you add more notes. After slicing, try removing 20 to 40% of triggers. Let the echo and room fill holes instead of more MIDI. If it still feels busy, mute every other offbeat hit for one bar and compare. Your drums will suddenly breathe. Next, the modulation chain. Stock devices, warehouse ready. In this order, because order matters. First, EQ 8 for pre-clean. High pass around 120 to 250 depending on how busy your bass and low mids are. If it's harsh, a small cut around 2.5 to 4.5k can stop it fighting cymbals and snare crack. If you want more smoke body, a gentle shelf around 700 to 1.2k can bring that cardboardy mid presence without turning bright. Second, saturator for grime and density. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. This is that printed to desk density. You're not trying to destroy it yet. You're trying to make it feel like it came from hardware. Third, auto filter. The main vibe mod. Pick MS2 or PRD for character. Then choose the filter's shape based on the role. Bandpass if you want rave through fog, like a system in the next room. Low pass if you want it darker and weightier. Resonance around 20 to 45%. Don't go full whistle unless you're intentionally doing a siren moment. Add drive if your model supports it, maybe 2 to 8. Now modulate the cutoff. And the key is, subtle first. You should feel it moving more than you hear an LFO. Try rates like 1/8, 1/4, or 3/16 for that jungle push-pull. If you want a more evolving feel, do a polyrhythmic rate like 5/16 or 7/16, but keep the depth small. That gives you movement across 2 to 4 bars, while your slices stay locked. Fourth, redux. Pepper, not sauce. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction barely anything, 0 to 3. This is dosed. If it starts sounding like broken MP3, you went too far. And here's a sound design extra that saves you. Redux tends to add brittle fizz, so don't fight it inside Redux for an hour. Just low pass after it with EQ or a filter. Keep the character, lose the hiss. Fifth, Facer Flanger for movement haze. Set it to Facer. If you want slow warehouse drift, rate around 0.05 to 0.20 Hz, very slow. Amount around 20 to 45. Feedback 10 to 25. Mix 10 to 30. This creates that air in the room swirl. If you tempo sig it to 1/8, it becomes more obvious, which can be cool for fills, but for smoky vibes, slow usually wins. Sixth, echo for dirty dub trail, but keep it disciplined. Time 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35. Filter it aggressively. High pass 300 to 600, low pass 4 to 7k. Add a touch of modulation, 2 to 6%. Mix low, like 8 to 18, and automate it for phrase moments. If the echo is always loud, the track feels smaller, not bigger. Seventh, utility for stereo discipline. Turn on bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz. Keep width in the 90 to 130% range. Remember, wide low mids plus breaks plus bass equals Mud City. Now we build the warehouse space as returns, because that's how you get control without washing the source. Return A, warehouse room, hybrid reverb in convolution mode. Pick a small or medium warehouse or room impulse. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms so it sits behind the dry hit. Decay 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, usually shorter than you think. High pass 250 to 500, low pass 6 to 9k. Then optionally add a light saturator after the reverb, like 1 to 3 dB drive, just to dirty the air. Send your ARP to this return around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. The vibe is space behind it, not trance wash. Return B. Dub echo. Echo again, but wetter than the insert if you like. Time 1/4 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback 30 to 55. Filter it hard. High pass 400 to 800, low pass 3 to 6k. Turn on ducking. This is huge. Ducking amount around 30 to 60, so the echo gets out of the way while the dry hit speaks. Optional. Put an auto filter after the echo on the return so you can sweep the return for transitions. Now, the modulation brain. Macros. Select your ARP processing chain. Group it. Make 8 macros so you can perform the ARP like an instrument. Macro 1. Cutoff. Map to auto filter frequency. Macro 2. Rezo and drive. Map to filter resonance and drive. Macro 3. Dirt. Map to saturator drive and redux downsample, but keep the range small so it's controllable. Macro 4. Phase drift. Map to phaser rate and mix. Macro 5. Echo throw. Mapped either to your insert echo mix or, better, the send to the dub echo return. Macro 6. Space. Map to the reverb send and maybe a tiny range on reverb decay. Macro 7. Stereo fog. Map to utility width and echo modulation. Macro 8. Choke. Map to a gate threshold or a high pass move on the filter for tension. Teacher tip. Don't record automation like you're trying to show off. Record 2 passes. Pass is subtle movement. Filter and phase drift. Small moves. The live pass. Pass B is big events. Echo throws and choke moments only at phrase points. Separating passes stops you from overcooking everything at once. And it makes resampling selects way easier. And speaking of resampling, this is where it becomes jungle. Create a new audio track called ARP Prints. Set audio from to your ARP group. Post effects, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars while you perform the macros. Then go hunting. Find the best 1 or 2 bar moments. Consolidate them. Warp them if needed, and reslice them into fills and B-section textures. Bonus gold move. Print one shots from your resample. Look for tiny 200 to 600 millisecond moments. A filtered stab. A facey chirp. A crunchy hit. Consolidate those into a mini one-shot library inside your set. That's instant jungle punctuation. Now, stability versus smoke. This is an advanced mixing trick that keeps things big without losing clarity. Make an auto effect rock and split into two chains early. Core chain is clearer, drier, more monosafe, less modulation. Fog chain is wider, darker, more modulation, maybe a touch of noise, more echo. Blend the chain volumes. This keeps the ARP intelligible while still feeling like it's floating in the warehouse air. If you want tape-ish stability without third-party plugins, add a parallel chain with frequency shifter. Turn ring mod off. Find shift plus or minus 2 to 8 HC, tiny. Modulate it slowly with shaper or an LFO. Blend it in at 5 to 15%. On sustained ARP notes, it reads like worn sampler wobble. Now glue it to the drums, because jungle is groove politics. Option A. Compressor side chain. Put it after your main EQ and saturation. Side chain from your drum group, kick and snare or the whole break. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 20 ms. Release 60 to 140 ms. Aim for 1 to 4 dB reduction. You want it breathing, not pumping like EDM. Option B. Gate for that strict old school talk with the break feel. Put a gate before your echo and reverb inserts. Side chain it from the break. Set the thresholds so the ARP opens in rhythm with the break. This is especially nasty for sliced ARPs, because it turns them into rhythmic ghosts that feel glued to the drum loop. Let's do a quick arrangement script over 16 bars so it doesn't just loop like a demo. Bars 1 to 4. Darker band pass, low movement, minimal echo. Bars 5 to 8. Open the cutoff slightly, tiny echo throws only at the bar endings. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce a new printed variation, maybe more phase drift or a touch more dirt. Bars 13 to 16. Start choking it, narrow the filter, then a bigger throw right at 16.4 to launch into the next phrase.